Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach, a Akashic Records Technique Practitioner, an Innate Releasing Technique Practitioner, a Conscious Channel, a Spiritual Energy Healer, a Speaker, and an Author. And I basically help people to figure out how to create the life that they really want to live. It's all a matter of what you're believing, what's actually important to you, and what you're choosing to create in your own life. So I do the work that I do because that's important to me. Because helping other people helps me. And it does. It's true with everyone who helps other people. It also helps them. But I don't help them in the way that I'm rescuing them. I do it in a way that helps them to see what they failed to see before. And that's part of the job of a coach, to help people to see the things that they can't see. And it's not that they can't see them because they don't want to. It's because they can't see them because they're normal. They're ordinary. They're just there, and they expect them to be there. And they need someone other than them who can help them to see. I don't just help them to see. I also help them to release the beliefs that hold them back. So it's not just a matter of seeing. It's also about letting go. And letting go can be the most important thing that you can do. So that's what I do. That's what I help people with. And that's why I help them, because I personally love letting go, changing my life, letting things get better than I ever imagined that they could be. And so doing that with other people is just another wonderful experience for me. And the fact that I get paid to do it is well, you know, that's just a bonus. It's interesting how we have these beliefs that if we are doing something spiritual, that it means that we're supposed to do it for free. And, my guidance has been telling me now for over 20 years, and I'm finally listening. See, it only took me 20 years, that everything is spiritual because we are spiritual. And so having a belief that if you are doing work in a particular category because that is more spiritual and therefore you should not get paid, those are limiting beliefs that people have put on themselves because everything is spiritual. Because we don't separate our spirituality from anything else in our lives. It's who we are. It's who we always will be. And so if you do spiritual work, it is perfectly acceptable. In fact, it is recommended that you get paid for it. And there's also no limit on how much you can get paid for it. So, that's one of those old belief systems that so many of us need to let go of. Because it is what we were taught. And we are so much more. Okay, so this is a show where you can call in and ask questions and get answers. And it can be a question about anything. Anything in your life, anything you're just curious about, anything that you want to know whether or not you need to change. Although if you're asking a question about it, 9 times out of 10, the answer is yes, you do need to change it because you're noticing it. Sometimes when something gets big enough, we do notice it without needing to have anyone point it out to us. But in a case like that, it's because it's big enough not to be normal anymore, not to be ordinary. And so we allow ourselves to see it. But there are so many things in our lives that we just don't allow ourselves to see. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that that's the way it is. So if you have questions about your life, something that you've been wondering about, or just want to get a message from the angels, and you can specify which angel, if it's a particular angel or ascended master or a goddess or whatever, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And don't forget, when you call in, you have to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on my studio board and I know that you have a question. Otherwise, I'll just assume that you just called in to listen, which is perfectly fine with me. But I won't click on you unless you press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol is there. Because that's your way of taking a step. And for some people, that seems to be the hardest step to take. There are some people who call in and listen and call in and listen, and they never press the number 1, even though they have questions. They're not ready to take that step. And then there are other people who are immediately taking a step because they know that that is what's important to them. It's time for us to start doing what's actually important to us. It's time for us to recognize that we do have power and we are creating our lives. Even when it seems like our lives are just a walking disaster area, we're still creating it. It's still within us. It's within our power to make our lives what we choose for them to be. And that can be scary. Because, you know, we've been taught all these years that it's not up to us. Whatever happens in your life is a decision that God has made. And actually, the decision God made was to create you and to let you create your life. So it's not like you're going against God. So just allow yourself to have permission. Permission to be who you are choosing to be. Permission to change if you don't like who you've chosen to be in the past. Give yourself permission to create and live your life and to live it fully and completely with love and joy and all of the beautiful energies that are there for you. And this also means that you can give other people the freedom to be who they are being, to live the lives that they are choosing to live, even if it doesn't make any sense to you. Because it doesn't have to. It's not your life. It's not like you control other people. You don't. You're not supposed to. So let that go. And accept that no matter what choice they are making, it is their choice. And they are responsible for themselves, and you are responsible for you. And that's another big one for us to take on, responsibility. You know, because we have this perception of responsibility being this horrendous, heavy load that we take on. And it just means that you're the one that responds. You're the one that responds to whatever's happening in your life. And it is your response that determines whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, because it's the choice that you're making. The situation itself is absolutely neutral. And I know you can probably come up with 1,001 situations that you don't consider to be absolutely neutral. And again, that's your choice. The situation itself is neutral. We decide what it means to us. So it's not that anything is inherently bad or inherently good. It's absolutely neutral. And then we make it into whatever we make it into. And some people like to make it into something incredibly dramatic and traumatic and, oh my gosh, and all of that kind of emotion. And that's perfectly fine. That's their choice. But that doesn't mean that you have to make it into that or that you have to live that. You always, always have choices. Even when it seems like you don't have any choices at all, you still have choices. And so part of the beauty of making the changes in your life is that it opens you up to your choices. And you find that you have choices about things that you never thought that you had any choice about. And you also find that you stop being stuck. Because when you get stuck, it's because you don't believe you have a choice and you're just stuck. Well, if you have a choice, you can't be stuck. So you can see how making these changes to your beliefs, to your life, can be very, very beneficial to you in so many ways. And it also gives you freedom. And freedom is one of those things that was always important to me. I always wanted to be free. You know, even when I was a little kid, I can remember, you know, I have to wash the dishes, and this is when I was too short to actually reach the dishes, so I had to stand on a chair and wash the dishes. And the whole time I was doing it, I was making up stories in my mind that I was this princess, and I was being held prisoner by these horrible people, and they were forcing me to wash the dishes. So that was my choice. I saw it as this horrendous, horrible thing that my mother was making me do. But, you know, in my story, she wasn't my mother. She was a mean witch or something. And it's funny the way we take a situation and we change it. We change it to what we decide it should be. In reality, you know, my mother was just teaching me how to wash dishes, and actually I'm glad she did, because I am a good dishwasher, and I do like my dishes actually clean, which for some reason my brother never really cared whether or not they were clean. He just went through his motions and hoped that he'd get away with it. But that was his choice. It's really funny to me how, you know, people can go through the exact same situation, like learning to wash the dishes, and come out with different understandings, different lessons. I mean, I came out with the understanding that I want clean dishes. You know, I don't want any food residue from the previous meal to be on my dishes when I am getting ready to eat my next meal. And that's something that is actually important to me. And yet when I would look at dishes after my brother had washed them, I would wonder, did he not see what he left on the dish? I still wonder that about people when I look at dishes that have been washed and they're not clean. And I'm wondering, don't they see this? You know, don't they touch their dishes to make sure that they don't feel anything on them? Because I do that. I look at them and I touch them and I make sure that they're actually clean. But everybody doesn't do that. You know, that was the reason why I didn't like dishwashers. Because every dishwasher I had left residue on the dishes. And so even though I had a dishwasher, I would wash the dishes and I would put them in the dishwasher to dry. I did not use the dishwasher to wash the dishes because to me the dishwasher did not get the dishes cleaned. And I want clean dishes. And again, that's a matter of my perspective. There are other people who use their dishwasher and think the dishwasher does a wonderful job, and they never even look to see, you know, if the dishes are clean, because they expect the dishwasher to do what it's supposed to do. And I guess by not expecting it to actually do a good job, then I was making sure that my dishwashers did not do a good job. So you can see how I was creating that I had lousy dishwashers. It's funny how our beliefs really do tie into every aspect of our lives. And they really do create everything that we experience. Now, there are still some times when I'm looking at my life and I don't really want to believe that I created it, that I created certain situations, that this was actually what some aspect of me wanted to experience, you know. And I have to give myself permission to accept that, yes, I did create it. Even though it doesn't make any sense, I did create it. Which means I'm also giving myself permission to change it. Because if I refuse to accept that I have that responsibility, then I become a helpless victim. And I don't want to be a helpless victim. I'm not. And I'm removing the whole victimhood, victim reality from my life. Because that doesn't give me any power. It doesn't bring me any joy. It just It provides an excuse for staying stuck. Because if I'm a victim, I don't have choices. Well, I'm not a victim, and I always have choices. And my life is evolving and becoming more and more and more. And that's the way I am choosing to have my life be. And it is my choice. So I really do love the work that I do and letting go and getting more and more understanding and clarity about who I am and about what is possible in my life. And it really does feel good. It really does feel good. And so I encourage everyone to do it. But it is your choice, you know. It's not like I can force you to change. Even if I could force you, I wouldn't. Because if you're not ready for it, then it's not going to have the positive effect that it would have if you were just making that choice. And it also means that I don't need to worry about you. You know, I don't need to save you. And of course, you know, I was raised by parents who taught me to rescue people. And there is just so much more freedom in not needing to rescue anybody. And just accepting that what is what is. And I don't really have to do anything about it. So, life really can be this wonderful, incredible adventure. And it really is up to us what it is we are creating in our lives. So this whole new way of thinking, you know, letting go of the belief that God is the one determining everything that happens in my life and I just have to sit back and let God do it because I don't have any say, I don't have any control. God is going to take care of everything. I put everything into God's hands and God does it all. Letting go of that belief system and accepting that I actually have power. I am the one that creates my reality. I create everything that I experience. I create it because there's something for me to learn or to benefit from. That it takes a little while to get used to that. It really does. I find myself, even now, after months of moving to that, recognizing the power within myself and my ability to create, there are still times when I'm trying to jump back into that old belief system and say, okay, God, take care of this. And trying to give all of the responsibility away. It's just what we've been taught. It's just what is ingrained in us. And we learn things on so many different levels and with so many different layers. And you know, I used to use the example of an onion, but it would have to be a humongous onion because, really, we do have millions and millions of beliefs. And we have to let them go. Now, I've always been the one who's told my guidance, okay, I really want a good way of releasing. I want to be able to clear things, and I want to be able to clear them completely, and I want to clear them all the way to the core. So once I clear them, they are gone, and they never, ever, 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 ever come back. And my guidance laughs at that. But they have shown me ways of clearing things that are just so much more effective than the things that I learned at the beginning. they have guided me to things like the Akashic Records and to utilizing the Akashic Records to clear out old beliefs from past lives. And that clears the belief from the past life where it happened all the way down into the present, so that the belief is gone from all of my lives. And I really love that, because then the problem never existed. You know, it's like taking you back to ground zero. And whatever it was that happened that made this belief that you've been carrying all these years just didn't happen. And so you never created that belief. And I really, really love that. But it's interesting to me how everything is connected. And, you know, we're always talking about everything is connected, the web of life and all of these wonderful, you know, that circle thing that's full of circles and looks like petals. And I can't remember what it's called. But it's all connected. And it's the same way when we're dealing with things from the past life. You know, when you go in and you look at a particular belief and you release that belief, and it releases it down through all of your lifetimes. And it also can release things that were connected with that belief. And then sometimes it just seems to point out something else that belief was hiding. And once that belief is gone, then this other belief is there, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, that's a big belief. I never noticed that one before. So it helps you to see other things that you believe, as well as eliminating the belief that you are eliminating. But it does give you a never-ending job, because it's not like you eliminate one belief and it's like, oh, okay, my life is great now. No, because then you actually can see other things that don't serve you anymore. And in its own way, you know, it's absolutely wonderful that it gives you this tool where you can remove things, and then you can see other things, and you can remove them, and then you can see other things, and you can remove them. And it's this never-ending cycle. And some days I'm like, oh my gosh, why don't you just take everything away at once? And then my guidance really, really, really cracks up. And they say, if we did that, then you would no longer be. Because that's just too much for anyone to be able to handle. Because these are beliefs that we have formed over thousands of years. These are not just beliefs from this lifetime. One time I was asking them, how long have I been alive on this planet? And the answer I got was over 50,000 years. Can you imagine how many beliefs I have formed in over 50,000 years? It's just mind-boggling. And I have actually experienced going back to a past life where I was a cave woman. I don't know exactly what time, what year it was, because I don't really ask those questions. I just want to get rid of the belief. I don't really want to get bogged down in the details of the life. But it was a completely different way of living. And I don't even remember what the belief was, because I eliminated it. So, but it was a simpler time, a simpler space. And the main important thing was surviving. And, you know, you didn't have all of the crappy little stuff like you have now. It was a matter of having food, having shelter, staying warm, not being eaten by other animals. It was all pretty simple. But I did apparently form some belief, which I can't remember now, that I carried forward through lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And that belief was actually limiting my ability to live fully, to actually enjoy my own life. And so letting that go was a big deal. And sometimes with the Akashic Records work, after I clear out a belief, the first thing my guidance says to me is, now just rest. While it does feel good to let these beliefs go, and I can feel the shift, sometimes it takes a long time for all of the energy that's being moved by releasing this belief to work its way through. It's not just what's happening right then in that moment. So when you are releasing beliefs, in whatever way you're releasing them, you may feel the energy shift in that moment. But it may take more than that moment for you to completely clear that out of your system. And I do have some people who are tired or feel like they're coming down with the flu or something for a couple of days after they've let go of something major. And that's part of the beauty of the work that I do, that I've been doing it for so long now, that I tend to be able to reach beliefs that are major with people instead of just those little trivial beliefs. It goes much, much, much deeper than it ever has before. And I love that. And it's also messier because there's more that you're actually letting go of, and it can have a bigger impact on your life, which I consider to be a good thing. But some people are a little shaken up by how deeply it can impact them. I want to have the deep change. When I let go of something, I truly want it to go all the way from the moment it was created and remove itself from every aspect of my existence. That's what I want. And so that's the kind of work that I do. And if you're someone who doesn't actually want to do heavy-duty work, then please don't ask to work with me. Because what I do is big. It's bigger than it seems. I don't know why that. But this is not just some casual little, oh, I have this little belief and I'm ready to let it go so I can move on and go pick flowers. No, this is about you recognizing the truth of who you are. And I'm not talking about the human truth. I'm talking about the divine truth of who you are and making the changes in your life that are just astronomical. And they can be so much bigger than you ever imagined, which is an absolutely glorious thing. But you do have to go through it. So just keep that in mind and let yourself have the freedom to truly and deeply release whatever it is that you are ready to let go of. Okay, let's go to our caller from 11111111111. My favorite number. And let's see if the computer's actually going to work. Come on, baby. Okay, giving me that lovely little swirling thing. I wonder whose idea it was to do that. Hi, who's this?
Hi there. How are you today?
I am doing great, Queen. How are you?
Grateful to hear your voice, to be tuned into you this way. I'm blessed.
Wonderful. And what kind of amazing work are we going to do today?
We shall see soon enough, soon enough. I am really getting a strong impulse that I'm supposed to set up a retreat. And when seems September, how I'm going to do it, I'm seeking clarity. I definitely got a strong vibration that you are supposed to be a part of it in some sacred way. And with that said, any insight as to when September feels right, where, and any guidance as to pulling it together? I have been observing how others do what they do in terms of retreats, and have extracted what feels right. And I considered incorporating some of those who are known for doing retreats. But then again, they kind of, you know, yay, nay. I don't know. I was vacillating, learning how to promote us, market us, you and I, and whoever else is going to be a part of it. So I'll just leave that there, because those are some of my seeking of more deeper insight as to how to proceed with grace, proper grace, anointed one.
Well, I can tell you what they're showing me. They're showing me that it's happening. Looks like it's in the mountains. Don't ask me which mountains, because they're not telling me. And it's kind of a spiritual journey for the people who are there. And there will be journeying to past lives as well as journeying through present lives. It's kind of actually I'm hearing sacred sisterhood. And it feels really, really good. Okay, what do you guys want to tell me about this? You have a choice. You can have it be a small and intimate kind of a retreat with about 20 people. Or you can have it be a much larger one with 200 people. The choice is yours on which way you want to go. Either way, it'll be beneficial. But with the smaller one, it will be more intimate, and you can do more hands-on work, and they can experience more. But even with the larger one, they will still be experiencing more than they're normally experiencing, so they'll still be happy with what they get. It does feel like, though, that they're leaning more towards the smaller one, just saying. But, you know, that also depends on how many people you have involved in the work that's being done. If you can have sessions where, let's say you have 200 people and you had sessions, and the sessions were like 20 people, then those 20 people could still have the deep and intimate and connection and all of that, even though they're part of a larger group.
Got it.
And there needs to be, of course, outdoor space where you can have fire and dancing and drums and all sorts of musical stuff and people twirling, and I'm just seeing them outside doing things like that, as well as indoor space where they can just be without having to worry about bugs or anything else, you know, just be.
Wow.
It just feels wonderful, though. It really does.
The when you said 20, that was plenty in my consciousness at that moment. And then you said 200, but it opened me up. It opened me up to, you know, larger possibilities. I'm grateful for what you gave me, and I'm going to start looking in the mountains. Seattle, Washington is, and I don't even know if there's mountains there. But I'm getting a strong impression for Seattle for various reasons. And, I'm going to vibe on this more, and I'll come back when I've received more insight. One of the things, one of the swirlings of my spirit was, I've observed, as I said, others doing it, and there's a hierarchy, so to speak, of those that have been doing it with those I have been connected with. And I considered, and I still might, pulling one of them from that hierarchy. But that also is a tribal collective, best way to put it, because there's certain ones that are gravitating to that. But by the same token, when I thought about you, and strongly you are to be a part of it, I said, they don't know her. That group doesn't know her, and how to, you know, how to bridge that is where I'm at, and also being open to new people. So that's where I'm at. How to put it all together, and there's no doubt that I will be guided. I know that this is my way of letting you know that I want you to be a part of it, a large part of it, how it's going to come together yet remains to be seen. But they like visuals, so in terms of being seen, I just want you to know that the visuals on the marketing are dominant of who the people are that are participating. So I'm just whispering that in your ear now. And thank you, my sister.
You are welcome. Okay. I feel like there's some more stuff they want to tell you, but I'm not sure they want to tell you now. Okay. What else do you want Queen to know right now? That this is also about, as you've noticed, opening your life, opening your perceptions of possibilities. And so they want you to flow with that and to notice what feels right, not what sounds right, not what thinks right, what feels right, to always come from your feelings. And that's going to lead to something truly, truly amazing. Oh, this sounds like fun.
Good. I'm good. I'm glad you're feeling it. That's important. Because, yes, you ought to be a part of it. For sure.
Wonderful. I am looking
forward
to it.
Like I said, I'm not sure how. Good. I'm not sure if you're going to be there in person. But hopefully, not hopefully, we'll generate enough money so we can fly you in. And let's put that out there. And
I am seeing myself there in person, so
yeah,
that's kind of a given.
All right, all right, yes, yes. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Mm. Thank you. I'm gonna savor this, and I'll be back. I'll be back soon, some way, shape, or form. Thank you, beloved sister. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
And one of the beautiful things about accepting that you are a creator is that it really gives you the freedom to create. It gives you the freedom to talk about things. Before you know exactly how it's going to work out, when it's going to work out, where it's going to work out, you can start to talk about them and start creating them. Because it is your thoughts and beliefs that do create. And when you are sharing those thoughts and beliefs with others and they are agreeing with you, then it is the combination of your energies that are, again, creating. And that's why absolutely nothing is impossible, because if you believe, then you create. And it really does work that quickly and that simply. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to take years. It doesn't have to be, you know, 1,001 hurdles that you have to jump over. It's just a matter of you accepting that you have that power, that you have that backing, that God does love you that much. Think about that. God loves you enough to allow you to create anything you desire. And the only one who stops you is you. And that's the truth. Because it is our beliefs, our limitations, that stop us. And those beliefs and limitations do not come from God. They come from being a human, from the beliefs of being a human, from the societal beliefs and the cultural beliefs and the world beliefs and the individual beliefs and the community beliefs and the religious beliefs. And oh my gosh, we have so many beliefs. But I already told you, you have millions of beliefs. But as you are letting those beliefs go, letting go of those limitations, it really does give you the ability to expand, to experience so much more than you have ever believed was possible. You know, I've done work with real marketing people and, you know, people who's, that's their job, that's what they're here for. And they would talk about me doing something huge, you know, where people would pay thousands of dollars to come and experience this. And then that would always trigger fears in me, because I was taught that I can't do something like that. You know, no one's going to want me to do something like that. No one's going to accept me doing something like that. You know, those were the thoughts that were coming up in my mind, because I was in that point of my own evolution where I hadn't let go of all of those limitations that I had placed on myself. And now this time, while Queen's talking about this retreat, I'm not feeling any limitations. It feels absolutely beautiful and amazing. And it just feels like this wonderful community coming together to grow and evolve in this loving, accepting atmosphere where anything is possible. And you can see how that's a whole different way of looking at things than the way that I used to look at them. I'm opening up to having more and more freedom in my life. I'm also opening up to having more and more prosperity in my life. And it feels good. And that's possible for anybody. It's just a matter of letting go. Letting go of what used to be there, letting go of those restrictions, letting go of those fears, letting go of those doubts, letting go of your mother said you could never, you know, letting go of all of that. Because that is how you change your life and change the world. And if you aren't willing to let go, then don't expect it to be any different. And sometimes we do expect it to be different even though we refuse to let go. And then we get frustrated because nothing is changing. I'm working so hard and nothing is changing. Have you let go? No, but I'm working so hard and nothing is changing. And what you're actually working so hard at is keeping everything the same. Because letting go is a part of allowing things to change. And if you won't let go, don't expect it to change, because it's not, because you are working hard to keep it the same. We really do have so much freedom. Freedom to be who we are choosing to be. Don't run from that freedom. And don't set up those little exclusions that we all do from time to time, where you say, okay, this is possible. I believe that this is possible. This is possible for anybody, anywhere, except me. And we do that. We exclude ourselves from the possibilities of life. Because we don't know how we would do it. And you don't need to know how. Because when you know that this is what you are doing, this is what you are creating, then you are tapping into the energy of your teams, of all of the divine beings, of God, of the angels, and they are making it happen. So it's not up to you to determine the how. You're not doing it alone. You're not doing anything alone. You're never doing anything alone. Why not accept the help that is always there for you? Accept the assistance of the divine beings who want nothing more than your joy and happiness. And that's all they want. Why not let them assist you in creating the impossible? Because they don't believe it's impossible. And they can help you let go, to truly let go, and to embrace and live your life, your power, your creations. So pick something small, some little thing that you want to change in your life. And then give yourself permission to change it. And you can use those wonderful Dear Innate statements for that. You know, say, Dear Innate, I give myself permission to change whatever it is that you're planning on changing. And dear innate, I give my team permission to assist me in this change. And then you are giving yourself permission to change, and you are giving yourself permission to be assisted in changing. And you can even say, dear innate, even though I don't know how to do this, I'm going to do it anyway. And then that how thing is moved out of the way. And then notice what happens. Notice the changes that happen in your life. And sometimes you will see changes just almost instantaneously. And sometimes it will take a few days. But you will notice there is a difference. And you do have the power to do this. This isn't something that's just reserved for those people who have proven that they have reached a level where they can handle whatever. You don't have to prove anything because you were created powerful. You were created absolutely glorious. You were created with magnificence in you. Now, just because you've never seen it or allowed it doesn't mean that it's not there. It's time for us to open up to the truth of who we really are, to the power that truly is within us. It's time for us to create what we desire, to know that all things are possible because God is on your side. And always has been, and always will be. So I've given you a lot to think about today. And I hope that you will actually apply some of this. And notice what changes in your life. And of course, if you decide that you want to work with me, then by all means, contact me. You can find me on Facebook. You can send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com. You can go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and click on one of the connect with me buttons or whatever those things that I created are. Stop putting off your own life. Stop putting off becoming the magnificent you. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. You really don't have to wait. You can start now, and you can pick something small. If you want to start with something small, just take a little baby step if that's what you want to do. And then before you know it, you'll be jumping and leaping and flying and soaring and wondering why I waited so long. Your life is waiting for you. Your life is waiting for you. So go ahead. Live. You don't have to wait any longer. All right, that's the show for today. Thank you all so much for listening and for being a part of this whole experience. And I look forward to seeing what we are going to create together. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Bye-bye.